This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
To you and welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are so glad to have you today, and it is day two of the toy drive down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Avenue in Oak Creek, and we've got a lot to get to today. We're going to talk a lot of Badger football today, but right out of the chute, we're going to talk some baseball. Brewers baseball, specifically, is the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. Craig Counsell is sitting here with us. Craig, how you been, man?
I've been good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
How's the offseason? You were saying you're kind of itching to get back at it.
Yeah, we're probably 2 months into it now, so it's getting to the holidays, so your attention starts to, you know, go to next year, and you know, I think we're really in the heart of the baseball off season. It's been a little bit slow so far, but that means that there's a lot of activity coming, and I know for David and his crew, they're working hard right now, and this is a big couple weeks for sure.
How much are you involved in that when you talk about David and the staff kind of getting involved in different things that you guys might be doing to build that team? So how much are you getting involved in that, or do you, or is that just something that he takes care of and you kind of, you know, take the groceries and then make the dinner, so to speak?
Well, I think in the off season I probably turn into more of a consultant, and I'm sure David is you know, keeps me in the loop on everything that's going on, but certainly it's a full-time job, you know, managing the roster and managing player personnel is requires a lot of time, and those guys put in a lot of time and put together a lot of very sound processes that allow us to make good decisions. So, you know, I help where I can, but it's their show for sure.
So there's been a lot of rumors about a lot of different things with this team, one being Jake Arrieta, obviously. So at what point, because I want to recap the season, but at what point do you say, okay, we're now ready to start because we believe we've somewhat arrived. We believe we're now on the hunt. We believe that we've got a good nucleus here. Now we're going to start fashioning pieces that are going to accent this team. At what point do you look at that and say, we're ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's ever a switch, you know, that's like on or off, you know, yes or no. And especially in here, you know, in Milwaukee, we have to be very, you know, prudent with our decisions and smart with our decisions and know where we're exposing ourselves to a lot of risk, but at the same time know that you know, when you're, you know, one more win when you go through a season where one more win can make the difference, then you realize that you can probably pursue more short-term, you know, kind of assets, I think, and that's what you know, is the thing in front of us this winter, is that, you know, the question, do you pursue more short-term stuff or to continue the long-term view? And it probably is both. You're always kind of doing both.
Mm-hmm. I've had David on. I had Rick Schlesinger on. Is it comfortable knowing, because people always look at the Cubs and say, well, they rebuilt through the draft and they made a couple of key acquisitions and then they got a couple of free agents. Here you go. But they also had a $300 million payroll when they won the World Series. I've always asked, is Milwaukee committed not necessarily to the $300 million, but to spending money, plethora of money, to be able to go out and say, this is what we need to do if we're ever going to follow and emulate what it is that model is? And is that comfortable knowing that they're going to do that? Do you feel that commitment there?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mark, you know, Attanasio has been very clear that he will spend the money when it's time to spend the money and when it's right to spend the money. I don't have any question about that. I think if anything, you know, Mark's probably pushing us and you know, at times we've got to slow him down to make sure it's right. But Mark's always, he's willing. At all times, he always has been to me to spend the money.
The season itself, I want to go back and recap that. Was it surprising to you? Was it something that you expected? Because I know a lot of people were thinking, okay, get the 78, 79 wins, see a little progress, And then you guys just took off. Things just happened for you guys.
I mean, I think what I would say about the season, it was a fun season. It was just fun. Surprising or unexpected, you know. I don't know. I know, you know, we got to a certain point where I thought it was a great season for fans. I thought the players formed a team that they will always kind of remember being on. And I told them that at the end of the year. I think, you know, you'll spend a good portion of your careers, no matter, you know, how many games and how far we get, trying to be on a team like this. Because it was a special group, the way they came together. And I think the fans really bought into that and really felt that from the players. And there was a connection with the players and the fans this year. And for that reason, you know, we were short of, you know, the playoffs and take it to another step. But, you know, I think it was a great summer at Miller Park. I will say that, and I will say that, you know, 20 years from now, that the summer of 2017 was a lot of fun.
What did you learn? One of the most commendable moments I had was when you had said, I was going to do this. Bench coach came to me and said, do that. I deferred to his decision, and it worked out because who was it that ended up hitting a home run in that particular
game? Probably Jesus Aguilar.
Aguilar, yeah. Ended up with Aguilar. And it was one of those things where, is that a learning moment as a manager?
Well, we have those conversations consistently, you know, a lot in pretty much every game.
You don't hear a manager, though, defer publicly to say, well, I went with the other guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's, I have to make the final decision. And I'm fine sharing the inputs into the decision. You know, that's all I'm doing in that, answering that, is I'm going to tell you, here's my inputs. Here's who I'm taking my inputs from. Here are my choices in the decision.
Right.
And this is what I went with. And I think that's, you know, sometimes I can't explain every single decision. But when I can explain what goes into a decision, I'm happy to do it. And I think it's right to do it.
How much have you grown in the position?
Well, you know, I think all of us in our jobs, as we work, we experience helps us. And so you have to use experience to make you better. And you have to use the challenges of the job to make you better. You have to use the adversity, you know, the failures in the job to make you better. So I hope I'm doing that. You know, as long as I think you have that mindset that you're open to doing that, then you got a chance to keep getting better.
Talking with Craig Counsell, manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, here at the Toy Drive. We're at Rawson Avenue at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. If you want to stop by and drop off a new unwrapped toy. Now that you're getting ready for next season, there's a lot of talk about pitching rotations. Obviously, Jimmy Nelson's not going to be ready, about who will and who will not get a shot. Is this just wide open, but you have something in your head kind of set, or is this just you've got a plethora of arms to choose from and then implement pieces along the way? I mean, is that kind of how you're looking at this thing going into spring training?
There's no question we're going to have to add some pitching, and we're going to have to add some innings to what we have right now. You know, I mean, I think you look at you know, as far as the starting portion of the, you know, the innings, and you're looking at Chase Anderson, Zach Davies, you know, some Brandon Woodruff, Brent Suter. Those guys kind of factor in, but that's not enough. You know, we're going to need to add to that group for sure. You know, I think the bullpen is areas that is changes a lot. I mentioned Josh Hader in that first group too as well. So, you know, we need to add more innings, big league pitchers that can throw big league innings, and that's what you know, it's going to be a big part of the offseason and something we'll tackle. You know, not only in the offseason, but I think throughout the spring. We added some big pieces, you know, late in the spring. I'm really starting the season again this last year, so don't count that out either.
Before I deal with some of the other questions, I want to deal with Travis Shaw specifically because he had, you're talking about an adverse season.
Yeah.
On the field, it was tremendous. Off the field, it was tough.
Right.
How did you help him, or how did he lean on you or anybody else in that clubhouse for the support that he needed? For those that don't know, his daughter was born and was in Children's Hospital for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, she's home now, which is great news. And you know, but it was a difficult season for sure. I mean, Travis, you know, he spent after every game. If you're around the team, you notice that he kind of ducked out of the clubhouse very quickly. He was going to the hospital every night.
Right.
So it was you know, that's difficult when, and you kind of got to, right when the game ends, you got to turn it off and you got to move on to something really more important. And he handled it remarkably well. I think the work, you know, or the field, baseball became a little bit of his, you know, outlet, I think, and his space. So, and you tried to, you respect that, you know. I think for him, he wanted to focus on baseball when he was at the field and be a baseball player and be a teammate, and then understand that, you know, when he left, that it was about taking care of his daughter and giving his wife support. So, you know, I admire how he went through it. I think you try to put yourself in those shoes, but it's really difficult. And you do what you can to give him the most support you can and give him the most positive feedback you can.
Positions that are looked upon this offseason, second base, anything, is there any clarity there, or are you just kind of wide open at this point?
No, I mean, I think, look, and for all of baseball in this offseason, I think there's been one free agent major league contract so far this offseason. When with 2 months into the off, or a month really into the offseason, that's very low. So I think clubs are still kind of all in the jockeying position, and the buyers and sellers with free agents and with trades, the prices haven't kind of come down a place where they've met yet. So that's the reason for inactivity. So, you know, like I said, I expect, and I think David would tell you the same thing, that in the next month or so, there's going to be, at some point, there's going to be a flurry and a lot of activity coming pretty fast.
And then you got to feel good about your outfield situation. You got a plethora of talent to choose from.
Yeah, there's no question the outfield is a place of real depth and really surplus for us. We have solid, established major league, you know, contributors, and we have some of the, you know, top prospects in the game and top young players in the game at that position coming, and they're close and they're really ready to play in a guy like Lewis Brinson and Brett Phillips. So that's a place where we feel really strong and really have great depth, and you know, it's a place where some decisions will have to be made.
Before I let you go, Bart, who was just in here, and you know Bart from him being not the ballpark, he was going to ask this question. Why he didn't ask it when you were here, I have no idea. The other night we saw Giannis go after an assistant coach. Okay, he wanted to ask the question: if you ever had a guy go after an assistant coach or something like that, what do you do? How do you handle something, a situation adverse like that, when you're talking about being a manager of any team or a head coach of any team?
I didn't see that situation, but
two guys that work closely together, and he's screaming a couple of things at
okay.
him. And, you know,
a Bucks coach.
Yeah.
Well, I think the big thing is you have to, you know, the context of it, and it's Giannis, from what I see, is competing his butt off
right.
every night, and the coach is probably trying to make him better, and that's that.
Do you ever have a blow up with the coach?
There can be some yeah, for sure.
Did
yeah,
you?
For sure. And it and I, you know, I after I regret it in one hand, and then we talked, you know, and I apologized for it, and you know, it's always a heat of the moment thing. You know, I think I had a point to it, and I'm sure Giannis had a point to what he was saying. But as long as I think you talk it out afterwards and understand it, it plays out in front of everybody, which is, you know, it's okay. But I think we have to understand that, you know, there's going to be arguments, man. This is
right.
competition. This is heat of the battle. It's not always going to be. If we agreed on everything, we'd never get anywhere.
Right.
So a little bit of conflict, a little bit of arguing, it's okay, you know.
Some of the coaches I hated the most were the ones that I respected the most.
Right, and I think conflict makes you grow, and so I don't ever look on it as like, oh, that's a bad thing. It's okay, and it can happen, and I think it's where growth happens.
Good stuff, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for bringing toys down too.
Yeah, that's great,
you've
man.
You've had your own experience with being over at Children's Hospital a few times, right?
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, this is. You know, it's the time of season where we're understanding how much giving can impact everybody. And I think, you know, from Thanksgiving and to the Toys for Tots and contributing this, it's we're doing good stuff.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for coming by. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it for bringing them down. Mike's the official guy that brings you around here. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. That was Craig Council joining us for a couple of minutes here on the Bill Michaels Show. We are broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Stop by with a new unwrapped toy or cash or make a donation via credit card. We have kiosks for that as well. We'll be back right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.